What is a grape?
A grape is a vine that may be a Chardonnay or Cabernet or Merlot.
Is it like a small potato?
No. No, there's no relationship with a potato.
Now that we sat nice, broke bread together, shared a glass of wine, I feel I know you a little.
Morty, I feel I know you even better.
Good.
Welcome to the special Halloween edition of The Wine Crush. And now here are your hosts, Laura Lawson and Michael Ambrose.
And welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And this is your show that's all about the grape and all its gory. Yes, this is our favorite special edition. We get to talk about our favorite holiday, which is Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure our listeners are wondering, how exactly does wine and Halloween tie in together?
You get to drink before you go out.
Well, you have to drink before you go out.
Yes,
and generally,
sir.
This show is so scary, every day should be Halloween around here.
That's right. And Laura, this year, I know you're going as an angel because you've never done that before, right?
No, I haven't. Absolutely not. I've lost my halo a long time ago.
So are you planning to do that this year?
Actually, most of my compatriots talk to me and say, I don't need to dress up at all. I cover it on all bases with the horns I have naturally.
I see. Okay.
All right. We do have a fun show ahead of us today. We have a couple of interesting items to talk about. We have your emails. We, of course, have your phone calls. But also, in nature of the whole Halloween show, we have dug up a very unique guest, and it is from Poison Wine, the wine that comes in a casket. Bruce Cousins
great.
From the winery will be joining us and explaining the whole concept behind the casket. And, of course, we have our usual fun stuff, the vintage vibe. And, of course, we get to hear from you, our listeners.
Absolutely.
So as we start off on our merry way down the dark beaten path, we have to start here. Michael, what are you drinking these days?
Well, Laura, I have located several really good wines lately, and they're very value-oriented wines, less than $12 wholesale prices, so that's about $13, $14 in the store. One is called Stratton Loomis Unoaked Chardonnay. Have you had it before?
I have not, and I suggest you spell that for our readers, because I saw your mouth moving, and I still don't understand it.
Okay. Stratton, Stratton.
Got that.
Loomis, Lummis.
And okay.
It's an unoaked Chardonnay. That means no butter, no creaminess. It's a tart style, but it's got a lot of good big fruit. Pretty good alcohol. It's the great American Chablis.
All right. I figured you'd find a way to work an American Chardonnay into being a Chablis.
Absolutely. Now, what are you drinking?
I am drinking still a little bit down in Santa Barbara. Chardonnay, ABC, for those in the know. Those not in the know, it's called Aubin Clément.
Oh, yes.
It is a great Santa Barbara Chardonnay. It is exactly the opposite of what Michael just described. It is oaky. It is buttery. It is luscious. It is velvety. And so that's pretty much been my house drink of choice lately.
Really? So
yes.
You're turning sweet, and I've always been a little sour, right?
Vinegar comes to mind, definitely, without that. So we're making fun of what I'm dressing up for Halloween. How are you dressing up for Halloween?
Well, let me give you a hint here. Take it from this.
Avast, mate. Shiver me timbers.
You're going as a parrot.
Actually, I thought I would be going as a one-eyed pirate. I'm fairly close to being blind as it is.
Yes, we know that. Blind, deaf, and dumb, obviously by your palette choices and your blogs. All right, we encourage all of our listeners out there, let us know what you're going to dress up as for Halloween. Call us, enlighten us, or better yet, why don't you email us and let us know what you'd like to see Michael and I dress up as on Halloween.
Absolutely.
You never know, we might put shots on the website.
Hey, and I'll tell you, think small is when you're talking about Laura.
Yeah, very funny. Anyway, to do that, you can do it at 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. Michael, we have an interesting email here that might actually set the tone for our next segment, so I'm going to go ahead and get off on that a little bit.
Okay.
Ken in Kennesaw, Georgia, writes us the most poignant email to start this show with. Ken writes, I have Halloween candy all over my house. I've had it this way for 3 weeks. I've eaten so much Halloween candy, now I'm plotting my drinking around it. What wines specifically pair well with certain Halloween candies?
Well, first of all, I'm a little worried about Ken having candy around for 3 weeks before Halloween starts. But
why?
Well, that's just a little early for me.
We have been looking at grocery store displays for Halloween candy, I swear, since Labor Day.
Yeah, I know. But if it were me, I would be 40 pounds heavier if I'd bought them 4 weeks ago.
I have already fallen victim. I think I have gone through 4 bags of Snickers. I know I've gone through 3 bags of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And I can't leave the little candy corns alone.
I know that for sure. And to answer his question, I would break the subject of candy down into 3 distinct areas.
I'm sure this is going to be entertaining. Listeners, yes. I encourage you, pull over, grab a pen, because you're going to laugh hard over this one.
Okay, well, we're going to say chocolate is one area, and then I'm going to say corn candy is another, and then I'm going to just use popcorn for the third one.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
You can't use popcorn.
Oh, sure you can.
Popcorn's not candy.
Oh, yeah, but
no,
a lot of people have it. I eat a lot of popcorn
on
Halloween. Yeah.
It's not candy.
Sure.
Doesn't count. All right,
yeah,
please continue.
Yeah. Okay, so with the chocolate, I'm going to recommend a wine that I had last night because it was too sweet for anything else. That was Rombauer Zinfandel. It's almost like port. It was almost 16% alcohol, very, very sweet, very luscious. I think it'd go really good with some milk chocolate.
I think I can see where you get that, but so you have to understand what type of household you're dealing with.
Okay.
Ken, here's what I do know. There is always a 187 of some sort of champagne in my refrigerator at all times. So when in doubt, always fall back on the bubbles. The bubbles will go with the dark chocolate. It'll go with the light chocolate. It'll go with the milk chocolate. It will go with the candy corns actually exceptionally well. For those of you who are creative hostesses out there doing Halloween parties, great, great garnish. When you're actually putting your champagne into the champagne glasses, drop 2 candy corns in the bottom and put one on the rim. It gives you neat spiral patterns.
Well, listen, I was going to save the champagne for the popcorn, but you're not even going to have popcorn. So
I'm not going to acknowledge you and your damn popcorn.
No,
it's not going to happen.
No, it's going to work good.
All right, so what would you drink with candy corns?
Okay, well, this is going to make your braces vibrate, but I'm going to put a sweet late harvest wine with the candy corn.
Are you trying to put someone in a diabetic shock?
Yes, that's the exact purpose of that.
Nope, I disagree. Ken, when you're looking at those little candy corns, and for the record, you do have to eat them by color. You have to eat the little yellow, then the little orange, then the little white. Merlot. Any kind of red wine, because the sweetness will actually bring out the fruit in the red wines.
Okay, well, I'll have to try it.
All right, or in and out, there's always port.
Yes.
Well, Kent, I hope we have totally helped you with your candy dilemma. By now, my guess is you've run out to Walmart and to your local liquor store to try and work on the pairings. But actually, we'd love to hear from our listeners. There's so many strange Halloween candies we only see one time a year. What combinations have you found that work exceptionally well? Call us 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email us at info@winecrush.com. Certainly more of this when we return.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome.
It's the Wine Crush.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
So you think you're a Team 48 fan, right?
Try me.
How many Sprint Cup races have Jimmy?
229.
How many did
34
they?
34 wins.
Where was Jimmy?
El Cajon, California.
When was he?
9-17-75.
Where was Chad?
Rockport, Illinois.
I'm sorry, what?
Rockport, Illinois.
Rockport, Illinois? No, my friend. Chad Knaus was born in Rockford, Illinois. And you call yourself a fan.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today.
This is Jimmy Johnson, and I want to thank all of the Lowe's Team 48 fans for cheering us on over the years.
Lowe's, let's build something together.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor, Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Hey-ya! Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have two bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ag Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing. You're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we have gotten you hyped up a little bit on a Sugar Buzz talking about candy and wine pairing. But we have to take into essence the whole concept of Halloween. And I think what's great about Halloween, unlike other holidays, it's not something you have to take seriously. Yes, we like to dress up. Yes, we like to do different things. But no one's going to be upset if you ruin the mashed potatoes on Halloween or if the centerpiece isn't perfect. I mean, it is the great lazy person's holiday where you can do things differently. And so, in essence and in idea of looking at doing things differently, our guest, his name is Bruce Cousins, and he represents Poison Wine. And Poison Wine has a very unique niche in this market. It's served up in nothing else but a casket.
A casket. I love it.
So, Bruce, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, Laura. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
We're
great,
wonderful.
Bruce,
how are you today?
I'm doing great. We're just about done with harvest here in Sonoma, so I'm ready to clean up all the equipment and start getting ready for Halloween.
So you aren't feeling buried anymore?
No. A week ago, yeah. I was knee-deep in grapes and having a good time.
All right. Well, we're just punning along around here. We're trying to have a lot of fun with Halloween, and we're trying to look at things differently. And reading about your wine, it just absolutely fascinated me. So enlighten Michael, enlighten your listeners. Tell us about Poison.
Really?
Well, what Poison is you know, Zinfandel, as best as we claim here in California, is our native grape. And so California winemakers, including myself, we love to have fun with the Zinfandel grape. And there are some other other wines out there toying around with the name. And, of course, one night thinking about doing something fun for with Zinfandel and something a little bit naughty and that would go with Halloween. After a few glasses of wine, we came up with Poison, and we call it the wine to die for.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
A few glasses of wine always help the creative marketing side. I've learned that.
Yeah, and we've had so much fun with it. I mean, every bottle comes in a little coffin. It has the cap is got this red wax that drips down, so it looks like blood dripping down the neck of the bottle.
Oh, that's great.
And the label is a skull and crossbone and painted in red. And so it's really, people get the biggest kick out of it. We've had so much fun with it. And
it
what it is, it's a barrel selection. So we make about six different Zinfandels from six different vineyards. And every spring we go out and we start tasting the wine after the harvest, after it's settled down. And there's always a few barrels in all the lots. They jump out at you. They have these enhanced characteristics. You kind of say, holy cow, we've nailed it. So we take a few of those barrels, so we don't ruin all the blends, but we make a few hundred cases a year of the Poison.
So that's perfect.
Great.
Do you have a set release date? Is it released like October 1st so that by Halloween on the 31st it's gone and over with? Or how does this work?
Well, actually, we release it in October 1st, and you're right at the beginning. We just
Perfect.
Had a big release party this weekend where all of our wine club members, who we call winos, came up and picked up their shipment. We have a quarterly wine club, but the October shipment is always a bottle of the Poison.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Great.
Hey, talk to us about your quarterly wine club. For all of our listeners, it sounds like it's a small production, so I wouldn't imagine they could go to their local Mega Mart and pick up a casket to go, so to speak.
Actually, we are mostly direct.
Okay.
We do produce about 12,000 cases a year here, but
wow.
Quite a large wine club. I mean, it's over 5,000 people, and they get their choice of either two bottles a quarter, with eight bottles a year, or six bottles twice a year. But I will say, in North Carolina, we do as one of the few states, and on the Eastern Seaboard, where we are distributed in one of the larger wine specialty chains, and you can't get Poison there, and they always have a big supply for the holiday season.
Really?
Well,
hey, and listen, what's your website?
It's armida.com, armida.com, and you can hear all about it.
Wow, that's cool. That's great.
But I got to tell you a little funny story. If you get on the website and you read the back of the label, it has a little story, explains a little bit about the wine. But when I released the wine, it's been 10 years ago when we've kind of started trickling it out. On the bottom of the bottle, I put on there, it was the Poison Hotline, the Poizin Hotline, and I put the winery number on there. And I actually live above the taste room. I live on the winery, and so the winery phone number is also my home phone number.
Oh, bless your heart.
I thought people would call up, they'd try the wine, and they'd order some more. Well, the Poison hotline backfired on me. I started getting calls at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Hey, man, I just tried your Poison.
And I'm on my fourth bottle.
To say the least, the next vintage didn't have that on.
You're a very smart man. Just judging by some of the calls we occasionally get from the wine line at 4:30 in the morning, I can just imagine some of the messages you got.
You're right there with me.
Definitely right there with you. So the casket's a great idea. I know that this sells well for you during Halloween. What would you say, besides Poison, another great wine that you do that people can look for day in and day out?
Well, the wine that we're probably most noted for is another Zinfandel from one of the most well-known Zinfandel vineyards in Dry Creek Valley. It is the Maple Vineyard, and it's in the benchland on Linton Springs over in the north side of Dry Creek. And most of the vineyard was planted in between 1910 and 1925. So it's the original Dry Creek Zinfandel clone. It's head-trained, dry-farmed on this beautiful clay soil. So it's kind of those gnarly old stumps you see. It's not the pretty trophy vineyards on the wires with the little grapes hanging down. But,
right.
It's truly the old crotchety vineyards, kind of like Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can align with that. I get that.
So anyway, it just produces this, beautiful, beautiful, elegant Zinfandel. And so it's the Armida Maple Vineyard Zinfandel. And our current vintage is 2006. Which just won sweepstakes in Los Angeles International, so it was the best wine of the show out of over 3,000 wines.
Well, congratulations. Fantastic. It sounds like y'all are definitely off to a great start with all this.
Thank you.
Bruce, it's always fun to talk to some people who understand marketing and who have a great handle on such a lovely concept for Halloween. To do a casket wine, that's just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's killing me.
Oh, God, you're killing me. Hopefully our listeners will reach out to your website or reach out to you and find a way where they can bury themselves a couple bottles themselves.
Fantastic.
Well, Bruce, thank you very, very much for being part of the Crush, and you'll have to keep us updated. Let us know what other major holidays you start looking at. Let me know if you get bunny ears, and we'll bring you back in Easter.
Laura and Michael, you know what? I'll wear the outfit.
That sounds great. Okay.
Well, Bruce, thank you very, very much.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
That's a really cute idea, but I wonder if restaurants could ever get away with that. With your restaurant background, wouldn't that be difficult to have little boxes? But that would just be a killer presentation.
No doubt. It really would be. I think it would be really good. I'm going to see if I can round up a couple of those and have them as display pieces.
That would definitely work well for you. Well, actually, I have a quick email that kind of pertains to what we're talking about with restaurants and decorating restaurants. Laura out of Statesville, North Carolina writes, Michael, how do restaurants feel about customers coming in dressed in costume for Halloween? Michael?
Laura, that's a good question. Depends on the restaurant. I was in country clubs for 25 years. In country clubs, it's de rigueur. Everybody's going to come in with their kids, and they're going to go around from table to table, and it's going to be cute, and everybody's going to drop a little piece of candy in there. For a regular restaurant, it's a little bit dicier. I think it depends on the type of costume it is, and it also depends on how drunk the person is that's wearing it.
I think exactly that holds it true.
Yeah.
I think anyone can pull off anything. As long as you aren't taking up three tables with a hoop skirt or you're not going to set somebody on fire, you should be in good stead.
That's right.
All right. Well, Laura, let us know how it goes going to your restaurant in costume. All right. We've had a lot of fun talking with Bruce about his casket wine. We've touched a little bit on restaurants. Coming up, we are going to have more of your calls and emails. And, of course, Michael and I are going to recap what we think the top five Halloween wines are.
Yes, indeed.
Evening, ma'am. Can I buy you a drink?
I don't think so.
You don't know what you're missing.
You sure you want to go without me? It's like your top-of-the-line A-game material.
The Wine Crush.
If you'd like to get your questions about wine and food answered on the air, call us at 1-877-4-CRUSH-1. Just remember, 1-877-4-CRUSH-1. If you're more into numbers than words, that's 1-877-427-8741. We're not done yet. Stay with us.
So, you know, we won the cup in 06, then we won again in 07, so naturally me, Jimmy, Chad, and the guys, we're really happy. And, you know, of course, we've had
What's this we? We won in 06, we won in 07. What, are you part of Lowe's Team 48?
Yeah.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today. You'll get the club's free track record magazine, members-only discounts, weekly club emails, and lots more.
This is Jimmy Johnson. Looking forward to having you on the team.
Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge.
Hey, Kent.
Dying forests, they were a tap on the shoulder. We got a finger in our chest from the rising sea level, and a sharp poke in the ribs from recent wildfires in Alaska. Then dying coral reefs and eroding coastlines pushed us hard. The drowned polar bears, that was a shove. Melting permafrost, that was a slap. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution before it's too late. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And of course, that is Michael Jackson with Thriller. And all of our listeners should be very happy. This is a radio program and not a TV show. So you missed Michael doing the zombie over there.
Yes, with one glove on.
In case you have not guessed, this is our Halloween Wine Crush show. It is the show that's going to be devoted about everything you could possibly do with wine and restaurants for Halloween.
Yes, indeed.
And so we've had a lot of fun so far. We've talked with Bruce Cousins from Poison, the wine in the casket. And we have also been talking about trick-or-treating a little bit. We've talked about going to restaurants in costume. We have just had a lot of fun. But the one thing we have not had so far, of course, is you. And right now, we have Cody from Georgia calling in with a Halloween-themed Wine Crush question.
Hey, Cody,
hey,
what have
How
you got?
Doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Cody, what have you got for us today?
Well, I was going to make a pumpkin pie. My wife just loves pumpkin pie at Halloween. I was just wondering what kind of wine goes well with pumpkin pie.
Great question.
That is a great question. Are you a cinnamon kind of guy when you make your pumpkin pie?
I like a little bit of cinnamon, but not too much. You know, and that can be really overpowering.
And how about a little allspice in there?
Oh, yes. I do love a little allspice.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then there's only one wine I can think of that goes with this pie, and it's going to be a Gewürztraminer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. And for those of you who don't know that word very well, it's just as hard to pronounce it as it is to spell.
I was about to say, I'll give you $5. You spell it correctly.
Okay.
Is that my $5?
No. I think
we'll mail it to you, Cody, because I know the odds are against him.
Yeah.
I promise that.
Okay. Gewürztraminer.
He missed a T, everybody. He's out.
Way.
He owes me $5.
No way.
Anyway, and all joking around, if you're going to actually get the guts from your jack-o'-lantern and make a pumpkin pie, I can't think of anything better than Gewürztraminer. But for our true listeners, a lovely champagne will go well as well.
Of course it will. But I'll even give you the name of a particular bottle. It's called Trimbach Gewürztraminer, and it's just got that nice little spiciness to it, a little oily finish to it, and it would be wonderful with that pumpkin pie.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it, guys.
All right. Hey, Cody, I've got to ask you a quick question. I am the non-cook of the show. I'm telling you, I can burn water.
Mm-hmm.
How many jack-o'-lanterns are you going to make a pumpkin pie?
Oh, I would say about 5.
There you go.
You're going to have a big pumpkin pie.
Well, let us know how it all comes out.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Cody, thank you very much for calling The Crush.
All right.
No, that is a very relevant question.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you have all the leftover guts. You have all the seeds. I tried roasting the seeds once, and I had all these cute little black things that might as well have been little raisins by the time I was done. But I would have no clue what to do with all the guts once I had them.
You know what? You throw them away. You actually take the meat between the outside skin and the guts. You don't use those guts.
Oh.
You use the meat kind of for the portion that's orange, but it's not stringy looking. It doesn't look like brains.
So basically, when I took the little eyes out, the little mouth, the little teeth, that's what actually goes in a pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
I knew there was a reason I didn't cook, and I knew there's a reason I didn't like pumpkin pie.
Okay.
All right, we encourage the rest of you, give us a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email us at info@winecrush.com. And right now, we have Jim from Georgia, from the great state of Georgia, another Georgian calling in on our wine line.
I just actually caught your show for the very first time here recently and wanted to call my grandson is going to be getting married very soon, and I would like to give them a very nice bottle of just a wonderful wine, just a wine that would be very good for weddings in general, that they could actually even make their first toast with if they want to. So I was just kind of wondering, can you recommend the wine that has the best marital success rate?
You know, the number of times that I've been married, I'm going to give this one to Laura because it wasn't until my third time around that I got lucky.
Speaking of talking about Halloween and scary, no doubt about that. actually, in default in this studio, I think we'd need more like all of our fingers and toes to count that. when you're looking at monumental occasions, I don't think anything beats champagne. And especially if you're talking about doing a first toast with it or something that will just be memorable, I would give a bottle of Dom Perignon or a bottle of Krug. And here's what's neat is people don't necessarily always get to save that bottle from their first wedding toast or right. something like that. One thing I like to do for my friends getting married is I give them the toasting glasses along with it.
Yeah.
Whether they're special glasses that are, say, Waterford or they're special ones that have their name on it. It's some kind of keepsake they can take away and just relive the moment when they have to.
Right. And, you know, Perrier Jouet has glasses that are hand-painted just like their bottle is hand-painted. That really makes a really great gift as well. Krug is probably known by real connoisseurs as possibly being the true great champagne. I would say Bollinger for personal preferences because it's a bigger, stronger wine, but Krug would be my first choice. How about you, Laura?
No, I don't disagree with you at all, but I think if nothing else, Jim, at least we agree champagne is the route to go. So even though the topic of marriage is terribly terrifying, both to Michael and I think we need to get back into our theme. And to do so, we actually have another interesting email, Michael, that's again up your alley.
Okay.
I mean, granted, we talked about the fact people coming in costumes, but we have an email, doesn't give us a name, but it does say, we live in an urban setting. Do restaurants ever participate in trick-or-treating for children, and is it appropriate to trick-or-treat to restaurants?
It's hard to trick or treat to restaurants. We don't usually have a bag of candy waiting. Now we can occasionally find a drink or so if you're making some rounds. I don't know of a time where a restaurant like a restaurant row has gotten together and say we're going to have a hot Halloween crawl from restaurant to restaurant. That would be a good idea. I do know so many restaurants these days want to have more of a positive public image, and they want to give back to the community that's been supporting them.
No, it makes sense. And if you do actually live in an urban setting, they have to be prepared for something like that.
Right.
I know there's
sure.
a lot of mixed-use developments, and of course you look at your traditional cities like Boston, New York,
yep.
Where suburbs aren't common. what I would recommend you do is I guarantee your city has a website, whether it's www.boston.com, that would probably list out for you Halloween events. And even if the restaurants weren't doing it, you might be able to find churches, you might be able to find neighborhoods, you might be able to find a retail district that would do trick-or-treating, because I have certainly seen that in the past.
Yeah, and it's such a great idea.
All right, we are coming up to the break, but we have to leave you, as usual, with our tease. And our tease is part of Vintage Vibe, and Michael is all over this week.
Yeah, I am. Laura, what year did the Harry Potter movie called The Sorcerer's Stone come out? Also, it was the same year that Destiny's Child came out with a song called Bootylicious. Now, I've got one more hint, but it's a dead giveaway.
I'm going to need another hint, especially after hearing you say Bootylicious. It kind of unnerved me.
Bootylicious. Okay. It was also the same year that George W. Bush was inaugurated.
All right. Well, we will leave you, our loyal listeners, with that to ponder on, and we'll give you the answer when we return.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
The Wine Crush.
Hey-ya! Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on Weege with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
I'm on a test track riding in a Roush Mustang with Cooper Tires technical advisor Johnny Unser to learn why Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires.
Wow, feel that grip?
Yeah, I felt it. Cooper incorporates what they learn at the track into engineering high-performing, reliable, safe tires for whatever you drive on the street.
Okay, time to cut her loose.
We weren't already cutting her loose? Cooper Tires, don't give up a thing. For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Okay, seriously, I want out.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Avail 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean...
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach, but what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their roiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we welcome you back to the show that's usually about the grape in all its glory, but today it's the grape in all its gory. We are talking about Halloween and having a little bit of fun with one holiday before everything else descends upon us. But before we left you at that little break, we had teased you with a couple of things that had happened in a specific year. Michael?
Right.
If you've gotten over the fact of saying Bootylicious.
Bootylicious, yes. That was one of the songs that Destiny's Child did that year. And Harry Potter came out with the Sorcerer's Stone, and George W. Bush was inaugurated. Do you know what year that was?
Michael, I'm going to guess it was 2000 with the George W. Bush, but I think I'm going to have that wrong because I think I missed it by 1 year.
Well, yeah, because he was actually elected in the year 2000, but it's not until January that he gets to go to office. So it was 2001.
2001 was the year. For our wine cork dorks out there, those of you interested in the vintage 2001, that was a banner year for New World red wines.
No doubt about it. California Cabs, one of the really, really good years for California. Australian, the big red wines that coming out of Australia, they were really superb as well.
All your Chilean wines, you're looking at Chilean Cabs, you're looking at the Chilean Merlots. They would be wonderful. So for those of you keeping up with 2001, think new, think red. And right now we have a call on the wine line. We have Reed. Reed, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Oh, thanks very much. Enjoy listening to you guys.
Well, great, Reed. What kind of a question have you got for us?
Well, I am partial to red wines, but aside from the obvious differences in grapes, what's the difference in terms of drinkability between some of the varieties of red wine, such as Cabernet, Merlot, Pinot Noir, things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Reed, that's it. I'm going to give a straightforward answer to a very difficult question.
Right.
Cabernets tend to be wines that are not drinkable upon release. They tend to be more tannic. They tend to be tighter. They tend to be more astringent. If you're looking for something, if you're walking down your Mega Mart shelf right now and you're seeing 2006, 2007 wines, I would recommend looking for Merlots.
Yeah.
Merlots are going to be the most approachable. They're going to be the easiest to drink. They're going to be soft and supple.
They are. And Pinot Noirs are not far behind. But I think both Merlots and Pinot Noirs, when they first come out, if you're walking down that supermarket store and you see two bottles, one's a 2007 and one is a 2006, get the older one. It's even 1 year's difference is going to get rid of some of that candy flavor, and it's going to start tasting more like a nice, smoother tasting wine.
Reed, you have to understand with Michael, anytime he's going to see wine or anything, he's going to encourage you always to go for the older model. It just makes him feel more at home and more comfortable.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, Reed, I hope we answered your question, and we thank you very much for calling in and being part of the Crush.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. And next victim on the wine line on the Halloween show today is Tony. Tony, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You know, we've talked a lot about all the different imports of wines and what's been popular. I remember the Argentinian wines were popular, and then some of the Chilean wines. What's the popular foreign wine right now that people are real excited about?
People must love the accents, because right now the hot thing is New Zealand. And any Pinot Noir you can find from New Zealand, it disappears, bam, overnight, gone.
Well, and Austria is coming into its own for one of the first times, right?
I don't know about that. I still say New Zealand Pinot. I think there's something, whether it's the female buying market that gets to hear these lovely New Zealand Australian accents.
Right, Mike.
And just decide, no, Michael, no, just no, never. It just gets people excited about trying something new and different. So if you want to be trendy, I suggest go find yourself a bottle of New Zealand Pinot Noir. Actually, I will go one step further. I will recommend one, Matua Valley Pinot Noir. Great winery, great people, fun people to be around. And, of course, the wine's halfway decent as well.
And let me also say, as far as that Austria thing, if you can find one of Laura's favorite words to pronounce, Prager Gruner Veltliner.
Leave my Gruners alone.
Yeah, you can try to find that in your local grocery store. That's pretty good juice, too. It's a white, easy-drinking white wine.
Well, I'll try to find that. I'm not even going to attempt to spell it.
Michael's already lost money on this particular show trying to spell wine.
Oh, no.
How about this? I'll go ahead and give it to you. Ready?
Yep.
Gruner, capital Veltliner, Gruner Veltliner.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Yes. Hey, and on that note, to the rest of our listeners, since we're already taking Michael's money today, I challenge the rest of you, call us 877-4-CRUSH-1. give us some difficult words to spell, and we can start a weekly part called The Spelling Bee.
Listen, Laura, I did spell Gewurztraminer correctly.
Once again, listeners, I encourage you, call in 877-4CRUSH1, email us at info@winecrush.com with the correct spelling so Michael can be enlightened.
Well, listen, Laura, there's one thing that I wanted to, I understand that you've actually put together a group of wines for Halloween.
Yes, I have.
And so why don't you share those with us?
I think I'm going to share them, but I'm going to let all of our listeners take a small pause, grab a pen and a piece of paper so they can write it down while we take a small break.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
The Wine Crush.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor, Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Hey-ya! Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
Look, Steve, isn't that Jimmy Johnson over there?
Where?
Over there, in the lumber aisle.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, you said if you ever saw him, you'd ask him.
Oh, I'm not going to ask him.
Go on, ask him.
I can't, it's embarrassing.
They say he's a really nice guy. I'm sure he'll do it.
All right, here goes. Excuse me, Jimmy?
Yes?
I feel a little funny about this, but I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Sure, what is it?
Would you come over and fix my fence?
Cobalt tools are so comfortable to use. Once you start working with them, you'll never want to quit. Cobalt, the next generation of tough tools. Available only at Lowe's.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG. Based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This is The Wine Crush, and I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose, and the Phantom was with us there for a minute.
Absolutely. At least Michael had the courtesy to leave his mask on. Well, we're having a lot of fun today talking about Halloween, the upcoming holiday, talking about wines, pairing, stuff like that. But in all sincerity, this is probably my favorite holiday.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that earlier. Why don't you expound on that a little bit?
It's just a little bit stress-free. The weather starts to change. You finally get into autumn. You're well into football season, which we know delights me.
Right.
But it's not the holiday you have to worry about. It's a great holiday to entertain. It's a great holiday to bring people into your house because there's almost no pressure. You don't have to worry about pies falling, cakes falling, the turkey right, the turkey not right.
Well, pumpkin pie.
Well, pumpkin pie, yes, but you can buy that from your local Mega Mart and not really worry about it. But Halloween, it seems to be a great way to kick off the holiday season without freaking people out.
Okay, well, that's pretty freaky. You know, you were talking before we went to break about some of your selections for the kookiest, spookiest wines for Halloween. What would you recommend?
It's not kooky and it's not spooky. This is part of what makes Halloween the cool holiday.
Okay.
Is there are wines that are especially geared to this time of year you can have fun with? So as we're looking at neat Halloween wines, one that comes across, Seven Deadly Zins.
Okay. Now, how about Zeller Schwarzkatz? That means black cat.
Yes, I know. For those old school, Michael is going to hell or high water. He's going to find a way to go across that pond. Something else, as you're decorating your Halloween table, and hey, here's an aside to all your hostesses, just like my candy corn idea.
Right.
Take your pumpkin, carve it, don't put any little eyes in it, just take all the goop out, cut the head off it, and use this as a ice wine chiller. Those of you who are serving white wines, you can actually put your ice and put your wines in your pumpkin.
Hey, that is really a good idea.
See, I'm occasionally creative. Don't make me cook, but I can do great things
with
knives.
That's really cool. That's a good idea.
All right, going back to Halloween wines, if you're preparing to host a party, here are ones I suggest you look for.
Okay.
Obviously, there's the Seven Deadly Zins.
Right, right.
There is Scaredy Cat.
Oh, Scaredy Cat. I have not heard of that wine before.
Yes, for those who trick-or-treated too hard the night before, Scaredy Cat might work well.
Okay.
There is Witch's White.
Okay.
Which is actually a very, very cute little label. Has all three little witches and little hats.
Really? Okay.
Yes. My aunts and my uncles actually posed for that. It worked well. There is actually a wine called Vampire. V-A-M-P-Y-R-E.
Okay.
I believe it is Hungarian. It is the best time of year for this wine. There is, of course, Dead Red.
Dead Red.
Dead Red.
Okay.
Now, I'm stealing that a little bit from an earlier show because, in essence, the wine is a tribute to Jerry Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
But it does have the little skeleton on the bottle, and it is Dead Red, so it does apply to this holiday.
Okay.
Then, of course, I'll give you a little token shot here. There is Igri Bicaver.
Yeah, that's bull's blood.
Bull's blood. A Hungarian offering. Has a black cat on the label. It has a strange-looking bottle. It's a little bit black.
Uh-huh.
It looks good.
And its counterpart in Spain would be Sangre de Toro.
Yes.
And that's really quite a good wine. It's made by Torres.
All right. For our old-school listeners there, I'm going to throw back a little bit. And, of course, Black Tower has a place at Halloween.
That's right there with Zeller Schwarzkatz.
Yes, funny, funny.
Uh-huh.
But of course, in tribute to Bruce Cousins, who was kind enough to call into the show with his casket wine, we are going to have to make Poison the number one Halloween wine. So we encourage all of our listeners, go out, look for our Halloween wines, but most importantly, relax and enjoy the holiday, and know that whatever you do on Halloween, all of your sins will be forgiven since All Saints' Eve the next day. Thanksgiving and Christmas, probably not so much. So have fun on this holiday while you can.
Speaking of sins now, we got Sin Zen there as well.
I forgot Sin Zen. For those of you who partake too heavily on Halloween, just remember that one. Well, as always, we ask you to sip socially. We ask you to drink responsibly. And just remember, as always, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And thank you for being part of The Crush.